Well, the UIF TERS benefit will be extended by 6 weeks. This in line with President Ramaphosa's decision to extend the implementation of the Disaster Management Act until then. The plan is to meet the needs of three categories of workers that are vulnerable to COVID-19 pandemic. UIF Commissioner at the Department of Labour, Teboho Maruping, is back with us for more on all things TERS funding related. Thanks so much, Commissioner, for joining us this evening. So the last interview we did with you created quite a flurry amongst businesses because it literally got them going online to check if they could push their June applications through, and lo and behold, they couldn't. Error messages popping up left, right and center on their screens. It seems that it hasn't been a case of all systems go at the UIF.
I think, Aisha, like any other systems, you are bound to have glitches every now and again, but it doesn't spell disaster or catastrophe. It was that fall over that we had in that time that we're able to fix, and now it's all system go. We are back to paying 1.2 billion rands per day. As I'm talking to you now, we've already paid 3 billion rands for June as we are receiving applications, and we've cleared anything that we had that had set us back during that time. And we've also introduced additional controls in terms of additional bank verifications, and our systems are running. So we're good to go. But like any other system, like any other learning organization, we learn from these mistakes, and we are moving forward with our solutions.
I've got to direct you to some of the responses businesses have been receiving when they put calls through to your call center, Commissioner. Some responses have been, when she logs in via UIF number or ID number, it's pulling up different people. Some call center agents saying that they're aware of the ID and UIF number problems. They're currently working on a May backlog, and how employees need to tackle some of the issues. How do employees reconcile these messages with the ones that you're putting out on public domain? Because, you know, what this starts to do is breed a whole lot of mistrust between businesses and their employees.
Yeah, is this a difficult issue that we are facing as UIF and as employees? But what the public needs to understand, when an employee goes online, there are a number of feedback that you'd get as an employee. One of the things you'd say, employee not registered. Employee not registered does not mean there's a problem with the UIF system. It just is telling you that you as an employee, you have not been declared by your employer, you don't exist in our portal. And that's why we're not able to find you. And these are some of the challenges in the main that we're picking up, that declarations continues to be a problem. And one of the things you'd find that an employer would apply for someone and then they give us an incomplete ID number. For example, they just give us the first six digits of an ID. Now, when you search for that ID number, you would not find it. And that's why you'd find an employee, when they do the search, they cannot find, because even us, when we get your ID number, we check it and we run it against Home Affairs. Because that's some of the checks and balances that have been placed. And that says to us, is this person a South African? Does the person exist? Is this person alive? Is a person claiming who they claim to be?
So surely though, Commissioner, if May applications, for example, or payments have been received from employees, it means that, their information that's logged on the system is correct. And so if the June application's been pushed through, they should have received payment already.
It's not as simple as that, Aisha. An employer could apply for 100 people, and out of the 100, we've already paid 50. So the other 50, we are not able to find. So when this employer tried to push an application for June, he's going to do the similar interrogation we did for May, because you are going to push in a number, or the first thing that we are going to ask of you is to attach proof of payment that you've paid your employees. And you need to attach that on our platform. If it's not attached, the system will refuse. It will not let you to continue. If you attach the same list of employees that you attached in May, that means you are going to encounter the same problem, where only 50 will be paid, but the other 50 will not be paid because you have not resolved the issue of declarations. And that's the control that we have. Because in the absence of those controls, that means you could easily pay bogus employees. You could be paying fraudsters. And we cannot pay people that I have no relationship with the employer or with the UIF.
Okay, so those some of the uncertainties that are still lingering about, Commissioner. Amidst it all now, we've got the TERS COVID-19 benefit being extended for certain vulnerable workers. Spell out for us what exactly we're looking at here and who qualifies.
Let me clear something. I'm not too sure where you get the notion that it's for certain employees. Remember a lockdown that was pronounced by the president. It specified that it's a lockdown for a certain period. And what we've communicated is that we're extending the benefit for people that are still affected by the lockdown. That's the rule of the pandemic. And that's the rules of this benefit that we are offering. That is only available for, it's only available for people affected by the lockdown. And I think when we are saying certain, it almost signals that there are people that we've singled out of the benefit.
Yeah, because the reports that have emerged, Commissioner, is that it's for workers that are above the age of 60, that suffer from core morbidities or cannot return into the workspace. You're saying it applies across the board if you're not getting your full salary?
I think what I'm saying, Aisha, is that you have not read our statement. Because if you have seen our statement, which I can share with you after this interview, our statement from the department is specific. We're extending the COVID benefit as it was before. It's within the same criteria, is within the same rules, and we're just extending it for an additional 6 weeks up to the 15th of August. So we have not changed anything in terms of the benefit structure. That's what the department, we are saying as a department.
Okay, while that comes through, and that being confirmed then, Commissioner, NEDLAC's also apparently finalising a plan to extend the TERS for 3 months from July to September. How's that looking? Is that more a possibility than not?
I think that's still under discussions. And I think I cannot speculate or maybe express an opinion. Because that doesn't matter, that's still under discussion at NEDLAC. And until those discussions are finalized, we cannot express a view on the matter.
Okay, so we'll wait for clarity to emerge on that front. Commissioner, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, to Boho Maruping, who's UIF Commissioner at the Department of Labour.